ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد.
We bestowed wisdom upon Luqman, enjoining, give thanks to Allah. Whoso gives thanks to Allah does so to his own good. And whoso disbelieves, let him know that Allah is all-sufficient, immensely praiseworthy.
وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ.
And called to mind when Luqman said to his son while exhorting him, "My son, do not associate others with Allah in His divinity. Surely, associating others with Allah in His divinity is a mighty wrong."
وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير.
We enjoined upon man to be dutiful to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness upon weakness, and his weaning lasted 2 years. We therefore enjoined upon him, "Give thanks to me and to your parents. To me is your ultimate return."
وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبَهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
But if they press you to associate others with me in my divinity, to associate those regarding whom you have no knowledge that they are my associates, do not obey them. And yet treat them well in this world, and follow the way of him who turns to me in devotion. Eventually, it is to me that all of you shall return, and I shall then tell you all that you did. That they are my associates, do not obey them.
Those regarding whom you have no knowledge, that is, no knowledge about their being God's associates in His divinity.
يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ.
Luqman said, "Son, Allah will bring forth everything, even if it be as small as the grain of a mustard seed, even though it be hidden inside a rock or anywhere in the heavens or earth. Allah is most subtle, all aware."
يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ.
Son, establish prayer, enjoin all that is good and forbid all that is evil, and endure with patience whatever affliction befalls you. Surely, these have been emphatically enjoined.
It could also be translated as follows: surely, this is a thing requiring great resolve.
وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ.
Do not contemptuously turn your face away from people, nor tread haughtily upon earth. Allah does not love the arrogant and the vainglorious.
وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَاغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ.
Be moderate in your stride and lower your voice. Verily, the most disgusting of all voices is the braying of the donkey.